Guy, welcome back to Aldershot. You'll know the town, I guess, certainly the county, through your army training.
Yeah, of course. I was stationed just down the road in Borden. God, how many years ago now? 30 years ago. So, yeah, and obviously used to make the trip and play at the military stadium and training up here quite often with the army side.
You'll know what the army means to this club and what the navy means to the town and city of Portsmouth.
Yeah, of course. They're both bastions of what they are, really. So, there's a lot of local rivalry, not only through the football clubs, but obviously it is, in essence, Army versus Navy.
Yeah. Pompey themselves were really put through in the first game. Aldershot made them work hard. How do you feel sort of from the outs? I know you're an old friend of Andy Orford. You know him well. What he's trying to do there at Pompey?
Yeah, of course. Well, I had experience of it sort of 12 months ago, so it's still quite raw with me about, what happened there. And obviously it's a time at the moment where the football clubs, needs to win games, because that's what people, any fans demand that. But with 15,000 there demanding it, it's quite high profile from that point of view for a League Two club. So run by fans, really. And so, there's a demand for success there. And Aldershot, I have to say, really gave Portsmouth a real stiff test and really came out of the game unlucky not to win it. Scoring just for half time in the first game and coming out for the first 30 minutes, they were fantastic. And Portsmouth are really on the back foot and were lucky to get through with a draw and have another chance. So it's going to be an intriguing game tonight. I expect, obviously, Aldershot to come out and go for it again. And you have to expect Portsmouth to raise their game.
The fans, as you say, they'll want something tonight. I hate putting pressure on the manager, because you were one recently. Is it a little bit on Andy?
Well, of course, that's the reality. As I said then, there's expectations. And, the fans here expect to be in the Championship, at the very least. And, of course, they expect to play, Aldershot. No disrespect to Aldershot, but they're in the conference and midway in the conference. So they'll expect here to come here and see their team win.
The Aldershot fans know about rebuilding. They started at the bottom. They've worked all the way to the Football League, back out again for now. But both sets of fans have saved their clubs, and you expect a passionate crowd, I guess, tonight.
Well, yeah, absolutely. The way support from Aldershot 10 days ago was fantastic. Really, and I think the players responded to that. And that's what all teams want, is to have a passionate set of fans behind them, and both clubs have got that.